and racks out on the sidewalk, and posters in the windows behind them advertising bands people have never heard of. I had the van's rear doors open. There were boxes stacked inside. I had a sheaf of paperwork in my hands. I was wearing a coat because it was a cold April morning. I was wearing gloves because the boxes in the van had loose staples where they'd been torn open. I was wearing a gun because I often do. It was wedged in my pants at the back under the coat. It was a Colt Anaconda, which is a huge stainless steel revolver chambered for the 44 Magnum cartridge. It was 13.5 inches long and weighed almost 4 pounds. Not my first choice of weapon. It was hard and heavy and cold, and I was aware of it all the time. I paused in the middle of the sidewalk and looked up from my papers and heard the distant pickup's engine start. It didn't go anywhere. It stayed where it was, just idling. White exhaust pooled around its rear wheels. The air was cold. It was early, and the street was deserted. I stepped behind my van and glanced down the side of the music store towards the college buildings. Saw a black Lincoln Town Car waiting outside one of them. There were two guys standing next to it. I was 100 yards away, but neither one of them looked like a limo driver. Limo drivers don't come.